here, then that's really difficult because we still are so connected by the telephone. We have two guests today that are going to talk about the ultimate phone for people with hearing loss, and they are Lee McGahey. Welcome, Lee.
Thank you. So good to be here.
So glad to have you on Let's Talk Boomers. And we also have with you today Samantha Vincent. Welcome, Samantha.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. I met these two lovely ladies at a Veterans Resource Fair on James Island a while back. And I went by their table and I just couldn't leave because they had these wonderful phones that it basically, when you're talking on the phone, you're going to have, and I'll let them explain it. What's unique about the phones? I'm doing a terrible job this morning, but it's a captioning telephone is what it is.
That is exactly right.
So, Lee, what makes it unique?
There are several things about captioning telephones that people with hearing loss are happy about. And one of them is, of course, that the words come across the screen of whatever the other person is saying, which is wonderful. And also the fact that it's amplified, so it's actually louder than a normal phone. And what I love about CapTel captioning phones is they also remember the conversation so that somebody can go back and read the conversation when you get off the phone. That's for whoever owns the phone and as well as family members. If they want to go back and see what the person said, whether it's an insurance or a doctor appointment or whatever, it gives them the chance to be able to go back and read it.
Oh, I love that. I think sometimes we need that all the time. Yeah. Like, did they just say that? Then you can go back and read it. But I love the fact that what you just said is they can remember a doctor appointment, because I have a hard time remembering all the appointments I have in my life, and I try to get them in my phone. But if you're older, and I have a father in his late 80s, he may not remember, and he can go back and he can read that. So I'm probably going to use my father as an example this morning, because he probably fits one of your profiles, which he's in his late 80s. He has suffered hearing loss because he was a navigator in the Air Force. Sadly, my mother has passed away, so she was the person who always answered the phone. And now nobody answers the phone. So it's become a bit of a challenge. So that's why I think I honed in on the CapTel captioning telephones, and you've described some unique features about it. How exactly does it work?
Well, there are a couple of things that are needed for these phones to work. The phones that I actually use through CapTel, they all need a phone line and the internet, and so that they can work. The great thing about my company is that we actually take these phones out and install it for people. So we show them how it works. We educate them and make them feel comfortable with them. And I'll let Samantha talk about the install and what all we go through. But more than anything, we want to leave making sure they feel comfortable with that phone, and they, you know, that they feel comfortable when they are using it.
And before we talk to Samantha about the installation process, we all know that one size doesn't fit all. And so I've noticed here that you have, it looks like, three different models of the phone. So let's go through each one. What is your traditional phone?
The traditional phone is the 840i, and that one is the white, it's a white phone. It has a smaller screen. But to be honest with you, I always try to give people choices. So if they don't want anything really fancy and they just want to make it simple, those are the 840i is probably the one that they're going to feel most comfortable with. The 880i is just like that one, except it has a bigger screen. So if somebody has visual issues, then they can use that one. The one that is a little different is the touch screen model. It basically has a touch screen that you can use, and it's just has a little bit more bells and whistles. What, although I have had people that have never been on a computer before and they are using that phone. So it's not impossible.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I try to, you know, give them the pros and cons of each because basically we just want them to feel good about the one that they have.
I like that. So you have a traditional phone type model. It does have an easy to read display screen, but for somebody who, and I'll use my father as an example, who has some diabetes issues, so his eyesight isn't as strong as it used to be, he could use the CapTel 880i model, which has a larger display screen. And if he does email.
Yeah.
So he might even want to say, I'm going to go to the 2400 and try the touchscreen model.
Yes.
So, and it looks like they also have some built-in answering machine capacities and
absolutely,
and even Bluetooth connectivity.
Yes.
So, wow. So you can really get up there and be very technology savvy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let's talk about how do we get it to the consumer? What's the process? Mm-hmm. What does it cost?
Okay. Actually, what we do is there is a certification process that you can go through. And the great thing about what I actually do is I speak to everybody from the end user to audiologist and hearing specialist, because they are the ones that actually can certify the end user in getting the phone. So if they're in, just to also tell you this, it does, a lot of times people think, oh, I have to have hearing aids, and that is not the case.
Huh.
And that's really important, because sometimes you have not committed to those hearing aids for many reasons. This can sometimes help you in one aspect of your life that can help you. And so if you've basically had a hearing test, you know, or even your family doctor has helped you in that way, they can certify the phone for you to get the phone. So that's really a simple process. And this is a federal program, but the federal government tries to make it as easy as possible. So it's great opportunity for them.
So you mentioned the word, they have to be certified by an audiologist, which means approved.
Yes.
That they need it. And then they can have this in their home.
Yes.
So cost.
There's
a federal government program.
That's right.
Okay. That's wonderful.
A lot of people ask about where, because this program funds the captioning itself. So that is funded through the FCC. All the surcharges that we've all paid on our phone bill goes towards this program.
I finally am not complaining about this.
That's it.
I think since I met you. I said, okay, well, if that's where it's been going
that's
all these
it.
Years,
that's
I feel
it.
A little bit better about
I
that.
I completely agree. It's actually funded through the Americans with Disabilities Act, so it's a great, great program.
Okay. And then Samantha.
Yes.
You are in the Charleston area, and you help go out to the recipient's home and install the device.
I am. I actually do all the installs in the Charleston area. So when Lee gets the certification, the TPC, we call it, from the audiologist, then I in turn get that and go out to the customer who needs the phone. The process usually takes about an hour, give or take, how long it takes the person to acclimate to the phone, because I show them how to use it.
So you do some training too.
I do. Yes. And I can't tell you, time after time, I've been into people's homes and there are people that haven't spoken with their loved ones in, you know, a year because they're too far away and they just can't hear over mm-hmm. the phone. And this technology allows them to do that. And it's just very touching to see what these phones are doing for people. Especially when it's difficult, you know, you don't get to see your loved ones, but so often because
right.
they're so far away or, you know, somebody can't travel or just not physically able to travel. So,
well, let's talk about, I love that. And I do want to talk a little bit about a unique scenario with, you know, somebody, if they don't live here, how do you get the phone to your loved one? But before we do that, if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We're talking today with Lee and Samantha. They are with CapTel Captioning Telephones, which is an awesome technology for somebody who hasn't been talking on the phone because they can no longer hear. And let's say they also have a little a problem seeing. Well, they have different screens that are going to, it's a way to capture the verbiage so that you can read along with the conversation and you can even go back to it and review it. So there's different phones and different visual displays. And I want to talk about how do they reach you? What's the best way to reach you?
They can reach me by email or by telephone. Would you like for me to give you my email address?
Yeah, or I see down here a website address.
Yes.
So is that for because Let's Talk Boomer says go out in the area beyond the Charleston market. Is it captel.com?
Yes, www.captel.com. And I think there is probably information there if they want to speak to someone and if they just want to ask about the rep in Columbia. I mean, I'm sorry, in South Carolina.
And you're the rep in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and give out your email address, Lee.
Okay. It is leigh.mcgahee@oeius.org.
So I'm going to repeat that, and then we're also going to talk about the website again. So it's Lee McGahey, and it's leigh.mcgahee@oeius.org. And here's your phone number. May I give that out?
Yes, please do.
803-629-1943. Or go to captel.com, CAPTEL.com, and that will help guide you to a local representative in your area. So, Samantha, I want to go back to you. We have a situation, which I was my own personal situation. So I have a parent that lives in another state. I know they need this phone. How do I set it up when I'm sitting here in Mount Pleasant? What do I do?
Well, you would contact Lee for that.
All right, I have your phone number, Lee. I'm going to be giving you a call, and then Lee's going to magically make it happen.
She is. She's a wizard.
Well, the great thing about this program is it is all through the United States. So if there is a rep within a certain amount of distance, mm-hmm. they will bring the phone to them and set it up. Sometimes people live outside of our areas. We actually have a great customer service on the phone. They are all in the United States, and we make our phone in the United States. So both of those things we're real proud of, but they can walk somebody through. If they have a grandchild or a child that can set it up, they can help show them how to do that.
And this is a federally funded program through the FCC, through the taxes and surcharges that we pay on our phone bill each month. And therefore, there is the consumer can benefit from this without a cost associated.
Correct.
So I absolutely love it. So thank you so much for being here today, ladies. Is there anything you want to add that I haven't covered, Samantha?
Just that I think a lot of people kind of, as far as the technology goes, mm-hmm. for the phones, you think, oh, hearing impaired person, you just speak louder and they'll hear you. But the phone actually adjusts for tone and pitch as well.
Oh.
So that's really something that is fantastic because not everybody understands that in that realm. So you can actually adjust the tone and the pitch while you're on the phone with someone.
I really like that because yeah. that's also part of the reason people don't like hearing aids.
Right.
Because they have a hard time with the tone and the pitch. So
right.
I'm assuming you work directly with audiologists, too, in the area.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I just do the installs and I see what people go through on it, you know, on a daily basis. I see their environment and they tell me what they have a problem with and our phones help them with that, mm-hmm. with, multiple issues like, vision impairment or memory loss. So they can go back and see what comes in, especially if you're concerned with your parent, your aging parents, mm-hmm. and they're getting phone calls from solicitors, mm-hmm. and you can monitor that.
Oh, you can go back and you can check it.
I've had that happen as well.
I love that.
And they're really, people are concerned.
Oh, you know, that is a great way to try to handle mm-hmm. that, which is becoming a growing issue
right.
every single day.
Right.
Oh, great, great, great benefits and features of the CapTel phones I didn't even realize. And Leah, is there anything you want to add?
Just, you know, we always say that we're helping the person that can't hear. But a lot of times, like you were talking about earlier, about your mom talking to them, it is a, you know, it's the spouse that is the one that is always having to pick up the mm-hmm, phone or, mm-hmm. you know, or take the message or that sort of thing. So it's not just the end user, but it can also help that spouse that they can find, you know, give them the phone and say, no, you can talk to them now. Mm-hmm. You can hear them. So I think that that's what we get out of it. And like Smith said, we go to places and, you know, you can just make a difference in people's lives. So we certainly love our job.
Well, I can see why. And you certainly are making a difference in people's lives because we know how important it is for friends and family to stay connected.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being here today, ladies. Samantha, thank you. And Lee, thank you as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And I encourage you out there listening, particularly with the holidays going on around us right now, go ahead and check out CapTel.com. CAPTEL.com. Think about that for yourself or a family member or a friend and how that can really enhance their quality of life. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back.
Are you a boomer and want to downsize or right size into a new home? Do you want to have